In a Monday message on the Sundance Institute's website, new Sundance Film Festival director Tabitha Jackson outlined what the future of the iconic festival could look like. The 2021 Sundance Film Festival is exploring options to hold the event in at least 20 independent and community cinemas worldwide. Utah will still serve as its traditional home, as it has since 1978. Jackson says in the post, the festival is actively planning around a public health scenario where no COVID-19 vaccine is available, but limited gatherings are allowed. With travel restrictions in place and current Utah policy limiting the size and scope of public events, a traditional Sundance experience in Park City is likely not possible for 2021. Jackson adds that although they hope for a better outlook by the time the festival rolls around in January, the organization also sees the unique challenges of this year as an opportunity to rethink the way the festival is done. In addition to multiple venues in cities like LA, Atlanta, Nashville, and Mexico City, an online hub will be created to allow fans access to the festival through a curated program, live events, and discussions streamed through the platform. However, the future economic impact of a reduced Sundance Film Festival is unclear. The Economic Impact Report for the 2019 festival says the 10-day event brought over $182 million and 3,000 jobs to the state. With the Park City Chamber Bureau already budgeting for up to a 40% decrease in visitors over peak winter months, further reductions to Sundance's plans are likely to be another hit to Park City's resort economy. Jackson also says a start date of January 28th is also being considered, so there is no conflict with the presidential inauguration on January 20th. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.